The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Pandemic's negative aspects tied to worse disability in MS patients. Worsening disability was associated with worry about COVID-19 in people with multiple sclerosis living in the U.S. and Italy, a study evaluating the pandemic's impact has found. In both countries, MS patients with greater psychological disabilities, such as depression, were more likely to have worrying thoughts, while those with fewer mobility issues reported more post-traumatic growth, meaning they had a higher sense of gratitude, faith, and social connection. Findings also suggested that patients in the U.S. with more disabilities were more concerned with protecting themselves against COVID-19. The study, The Impact of COVID-19 on People with Multiple Sclerosis, a comparison of Italian and United States cohorts, was published in the journal Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. The COVID-19 pandemic has negatively affected the well-being and health of vulnerable groups, particularly those with existing medical conditions. In fact, an Italian study reported that MS patients were twice as likely to be hospitalized compared with the general population after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In the U.S., progressive forms of MS, which are characterized by symptoms that gradually worsen over time, have also been linked to poorer COVID-19 outcomes. Several studies have also attempted to assess the pandemic's mental and emotional impact. One study found that depression, anxiety, and overall quality of life did not worsen for MS patients with progressive disease. However, the number of study participants was too low to reach a robust conclusion. According to researchers, studies are lacking that have adequately evaluated the differences in how people with MS living in different countries have dealt with the pandemic. To address this gap in knowledge, researchers investigated the relationship between three specific pandemic-related concepts: worry, protection, and post-traumatic growth, and disability outcomes in MS patients living in Italy and in the U.S. Between late spring and midsummer of 2020, 708 patients were asked to complete an online survey. Questions and topics under worry included, how often do you feel isolated from others? I am stressed around other people because I worry I'll catch the coronavirus. And thoughts about the pandemic distract me or keep me from being able to concentrate. The concept protection discussed items such as washing hands and/or using sanitizer after returning home, staying at least 6 feet away from others outside the home, wearing a face mask in public, and wiping down surfaces with disinfectant. Post-traumatic growth covered content such as, I have a greater appreciation for the value of my own life. I more clearly see that I can count on people in times of trouble. I have a greater sense of closeness with others. And I have a stronger religious faith. MS disability was determined using performance scales, a self-reported health status measure that includes 11 domains: mobility, hand function, vision, fatigue, cognitive, bladder bowel sensory, spasticity, pain, depression, and tremor coordination. A total of 292 patients in Italy and 416 in the U.S. participated in the study. MS patients in the U.S. were older and had a higher body mass index than the Italian group. U.S. patients also had more comorbidities or simultaneous health conditions, while in the U.S., back pain, depression, and arthritis were the comorbidities most commonly reported. In Italy, back pain, insomnia, and depression were the most frequent complaints. Next, researchers conducted a statistical analysis to study the relationship between MS disability and the concepts of worry, protection, and post-traumatic growth. In the U.S., all three concepts were found to be associated with MS disability. Worry was linked to higher mental and depression disability, while protection was associated with greater mobility, sensory spasticity, and pain disability. Lower mobility disability was associated with post-traumatic growth. In Italian patients, worry was associated with greater vision, fatigue, cognitive, and depression disability, while post-traumatic growth was associated with less mobility, vision, bladder bowel, and spasticity disability. In summary, the pandemic's negative aspects were associated with worse disability in both countries and with more aspects of disability in Italy. In the U.S., however, MS-related disabilities were also associated with greater self-protection against COVID-19, the authors wrote. Individuals' post-traumatic growth was associated with lesser disability. These findings may suggest directions for clinical intervention, they wrote. This news article was written by Vanda Pinto, Ph.D., on June 2, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Fall Down, Get Up Again, a column by John Connor, published on June 3, 2022. Romance means we took the weekend off, MS. Nearly. There is a more heavyweight subject I could inflict on you lot, but let's put our feet up this week. Even I can do it with one leg. My wife Jane and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary last Friday. You'd have thought we'd have planned a big outing, but it just felt like hard work. There's too much accommodation to the restrictions multiple sclerosis places on us. Too many things that can go wrong with the old body. We played it by ear, an organ of mine that so far has remained completely unaffected. Spontaneity can't be completely ruled out. My carers put on my good going-out trousers and my enormous size 16 Converses, just in case. And the just-in-case happened. It wasn't raining, so I wheeled and Jane walked to our fave local venue, the Sound Lounge, about 2 clicks away. Run by a couple of musicians, it features a delicious vegan cafe menu, plus a joy to me, a range of local craft brewery beers. Not just bottles, mind, but proper barrels. Delish. When I lived farther north in London, in my trade's hip period in the 80s, this is exactly the sort of joint I'd frequent. Still can't quite believe something like this has washed up near the banks of the Wandle, an extremely small tributary of the mighty River Thames. No band was on, so it was a quiet night. We ordered a couple of plant burgers and were happier than we would have been with all the organizational razzmatazz that an indulgent night out would have engendered. It was also perfectly circular, as 30 years ago we'd slipped off to Gibraltar during a Spanish holiday and gotten married in the same registry office as John and Yoko. In them thar days, if you didn't want a church wedding in the UK, you could only get married in your local registry office. Ours was a dump. That's how the man stuck it to the atheist. There seemed to be nothing we could do except move. Luckily, there was this one exception. Anyone from the UK could marry in Gibraltar. We captured the Rock. We were there first, Mr. Dwayne Johnson, in 1706, with an Anglo-Dutch fleet during the War of the Spanish Succession, and it was ceded to us in 1713. No idea how we eased out the Dutch. Not my period of history, bro. Young and hip, in my opinion, should also say sis. This has nothing to do with MS, but I'm on a break, sis, bro. So there. We also wanted a rest from the same organization. Both of our working lives involved the complex herding of slippery showbiz humans. Jane was a TV casting director, and I'd just made the leap from being a journo about comedy to being a producer and director of it. Both our mums turned up, though. Jane's dad was a well-known actor and was working, while mine had the even better excuse of being dead. We also went back to the Sound Lounge on Sunday for the birthday of one of our innumerable nephews. Okay, there's only 6 of them, but they're a noisy lot. The highlight was 2 of our grandnieces, complete horror, when presented with a slice of birthday carrot cake. Their father is my oldest nephew and a notorious meat-only man. The trouble was, I forgot I was disabled, yet again, and indulged too much. It was a hairy wheel home. If a copper had stopped me, I would have lost my driving license. You can't drive a powered chair over the legal alcohol limit for driving in the UK. But as I can no longer drive, I'll let my license lapse. No one is going to charge a disabled person for behaving like every other British citizen, if they can help it. Next morning, my wife paid for my misbehavior as my bottom had exploded overnight. That evening, she told me she'd divorce me if the same thing happened that night. Next morning, all was clear. She pointed out the threat had worked. So far, we're still married. To read more columns from John Connor and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.